I summoned a burst of energy and cranked open the other eye, revealing the same guy I'd seen with the first eye. Okay, it was Drover. I blinked several times and glanced around. Driver, somebody was calling my name. Yeah, it was me. Okay, that checks out because... Well, there you are. Yeah, but my name's Drover. You called me Driver. I did not call you Driver. My speech was slurred. My speech was slurred, that's all. And why are you bothering me in the middle of my nap? Well, there's a fire right over there. I hauled myself up to a standing position and shook the vapors out of my head. Huh? Drover, I don't want to alarm you, but those dry weeds around the cow chute seem to be burning.
Yeah, I know.
Ignited by sparks from Slim's welder.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you.
I whirled around and gave him a ferocious glare. Drover, the weeds at Slim's feet are on fire, and he doesn't know it. Why didn't you wake me up and tell me?
Well, I think I just did.
I shook more vapors out of my head. Well, someone should warn Slim, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Then do it. What are you waiting for?
Well,
he took a couple of limping steps.
To tell you the truth, this old leg's been giving me fits again.
Oh, brother. Never mind, you little faker. I'll handle it myself. I pushed him out of the way and hurried over to the cow chute. I waited a moment, figuring that Slim would notice me. He didn't, and I could understand why. I mean, the welder was roaring so loud that he couldn't hear anything, and he was working inside that hood and couldn't see anything either. I didn't want to interrupt his work, but the fire at his feet was growing larger by the moment. And well, someone needed to take some action. I took a deep breath of air and barked. No response. I moved closer and barked again, louder this time. May I have your attention, please? We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin. Fire Patrol has located a small fire in the vicinity of your boots. At the present time, it's not causing any great damage, but that could change at any moment. Hello, do you read me? I waited. The welder roared, sparks flew, and Slim was off in another world. Okay, I would have to crank up the barking. I inched closer, filled my lungs with a huge gulp of air, and cut loose with a burst of rude and intrusive barking. You won't believe this. The guy was standing in a circle of fire, but when I tried to give him a warning, he reached out his big, ugly, steel-toed boot and kicked me. Okay, that did it. I marched away and joined Drover at the corral fence. He gave me a worried look.
Gosh, I wonder if his pants legs could catch on fire.
I don't know, and I don't care.
His cuffs are kind of ragged. See all those strings?
I see the strings, Drover, and if I were wearing those coveralls, I would be worried. But I'm not. When these people ignore their dogs, they have to take the consequences. We watched, and sure enough, one of the strings on Slim's ragged cuff caught fire. Then another. In seconds, the whole cuff burst into flames. Drover turned to me with a look of alarm.
Hank!
Drover, I did my best and nothing worked. It's hopeless.
There's one thing left.
I stared at him. What's left?
Bite him!